Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Kenny Lin. I'm a family physician at Georgetown University Medical Center, and I blog at Common Sense Family Doctor. When the SPRINT study investigators announced 2 years ago that treating a high-risk population of adults age 50 and older to a blood pressure target of 120 over 80 millimeters of mercury prevented more heart attacks and strokes than the traditional target of 140 over 90, I cautioned in a Medscape commentary that it was premature to apply the trial's findings to most lower-risk adults with hypertension. Both the JNC8 panel and a subsequent guideline for adults over 60 from the American College of Physicians and the American Academy of Family Physicians concluded that the predominance of evidence did not suggest additional benefits from treating to systolic blood pressure targets lower than 140. The new ACC-AHA hypertension guideline upends this consensus by redefining hypertension as a sustained blood pressure of greater than 130 over 80 millimeters of mercury, and recommending drug therapy for hypertensive adults with an estimated 10-year risk of cardiovascular events of 10% or more. An independent analysis estimated that the new guideline would classify 63% of U.S. adults between ages 45 and 75 as having hypertension, and result in more than 20 million becoming newly eligible for drug therapy or intensification of therapy. For a guideline with such enormous implications for primary care, it is troubling that only one of the panel members, a geriatrician, was identifiable as a primary care physician. The AAFP is carefully reviewing the new guideline, and although I have been involved in the review process, the content of this commentary represents my personal views only. A review of changes in disease definitions for 14 common conditions from 2000 to 2013 found that guideline panels have a tendency to widen definitions over time by creating pre-disease, lowering diagnostic thresholds, and proposing earlier or different diagnostic methods. The ACC-AHA guideline does all three by creating the category of elevated blood pressure, a systolic blood pressure of 120 to 129, and diastolic blood pressure under 80, moving both the systolic and diastolic blood pressure cutoffs for stage 1 hypertension down by 10 millimeters of mercury, and emphasizing out-of-office blood pressure measurements to establish the diagnosis. Are these changes justified? Just as with blood sugar cutoffs for diabetes and prediabetes, shifting a numerical threshold for disease downward will identify more persons who may benefit from treatment, but will also cause more to be treated unnecessarily and potentially harmed. Put another way, we already need to prescribe blood pressure-lowering drugs to hundreds of people for several years to prevent a single stroke or heart attack. The ACC-AHA's more stringent targets will increase the number of people needed to treat to prevent one bad outcome. It's also important to know that lower blood pressure targets don't save lives. Earlier this year, an international expert working group proposed an 8-item checklist for guideline panels considering modifying the definitions of disease. It's worth seeing how well the new guideline adhered to some of these items. The panel did a good job delineating the differences between the previous definition of hypertension and their proposed definition, and explaining the expected benefits that would accrue to patients classified by the new definition. However, major omissions included a discussion of the overall harms of more intensive treatment and shared decision-making tools for physicians to weigh the harms and benefits in individual patients. Cardiologists have the luxury of only needing to be concerned with cardiovascular disease, but the vast majority of my patients with hypertension have comorbid chronic conditions and take several medications. Adding one more antihypertensive drug means more potential side effects, medication interactions, and costs to the patient and the health system. So I am in no hurry to implement lower blood pressure targets into my practice, and until the AAFP and other primary care groups have had a chance to fully evaluate the new guidelines, you shouldn't be either. This has been Dr. Kenny Lin from Medscape Family Medicine. Thank you for listening.